Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Marathon gas stations, every stop is the start of fun, like the awesome fuel savings you can get with Marathon Rewards. Join Marathon Rewards today and start earning rewards on every gallon of gas. You can redeem rewards at any time, saving up to $1 per gallon. And don't forget, Marathon stations are packed with all the conveniences you need to stock up and live life on the go. Marathon, where fun runs on full. Available at participating Marathon locations. Terms and conditions apply. See MarathonRewards.com for details. College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe. Go spicy. Go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel. Play your game. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
When I rule the world.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Yes, you can lose weight during the holidays with Jumpstart MD. Start for just $25 when you mention radio. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com. Right around this time tomorrow, we are going to be playing a game we're doing every week at 8 o'clock on Wednesdays called Bridge the Gap, reigning champion. This is her third week. Sarah Kawaguchi, sales project manager for Odyssey. She is playing for the millennials. So she could do a threefer here and then we'll retire her. She's really good. She'll be taking on Steiny. He's co-host of the Steiny.
Yay!
Steiny is a co-host of the Steiny and Guru show, middays on 95.7 The Game. He'll be coming into play for Gen X.
He's a lovable curmudgeon.
He's lovely. He really, he's lovely. He walks, well, because for months I didn't really interact with him that much. He just sort of has this like kind of gruff thing going on. And then we got to chatting one day and I'm like, he's great.
He's a lovable curmudgeon.
Yes, he's a lovamudgeon.
Love my gin.
So we'll do some Gen X questions. We'll do some millennial questions and we'll see if we can bridge the gap. And I would love to crush Sarah Kawaguchi. She's just too good at it.
Well, I'm working on other questions for you now.
Thank you. Good. Yeah.
Try and help out a little here.
That'll be fun. Okay. So let us get going here. There's so much Rob Reiner stuff today. I'm just going to get through it. I feel like, you know, by the end of the week, We'll have most of the information. If you hadn't heard, Rob Reiner, famous director and actor, made a lot of the movies that we love, that we grew up with. Everything from The Princess Bride and Stand By Me to A Few Good Men and When Harry Met Sally. Not to mention Spinal Tap. I love the Spinal Tap movies. Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle, were murdered on Sunday by, allegedly, their son, Nick. And weirdly, as I'm reading, it's everywhere. Like, it's inescapable right now. So I'm looking at all these different, and this yoga teacher keeps coming up. And so I found a story about her because she had like, she was making comments in this story or they mentioned her in this other story. So the headline here is Rob Reiner's egocentric son, Nick, had serious quote behavioral issues from a very young age. So this woman, her name is Alana Zabel. She is like a, I'm sure she's a regular yoga instructor somewhere, but she was their private yoga. She would come to the Reiner's home many times. You know, they say you got to do it 5 days a week or don't bother. But she was over there.
Yoga. Is that what they say, really?
You know, that's what DiNardo said to me years ago, and it always stuck with me. And
it's super
true.
Good for
if
you.
If you go once a week, it's kind of like, eh. But if you go every day, like you really.
No, that's BS.
Oh, really?
I would say that's more about weightlifting. Like you really want to lift on a schedule and it's a discipline that you have to keep going. Any kind of stretching and balance work that you can do, in my opinion, is better than not doing any.
Right.
That's
do,
just
do
my
some.
Thought.
But for me, like I either went every day or I didn't, or I would,
well,
if I
right.
skipped a day, I was like.
I quit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I missed it yesterday.
I'm selling
and
my yoga mat and pants. I'm
no,
done.
No, I still have them. I'm sure that I haven't unrolled my yoga mat in years. I'm sure it'd be a problem.
Okay, so he has a private yoga teacher.
So they have this. Her name is Alana Zabel. She taught Rob and Michelle yoga for many years, apparently. And this was mostly in the 2000 to 2010 range.
Okay.
So she was at the house a lot. And she said that, and 32-year-old Nick, I mean, he would have been a teenager at that point. She said Nick, quote, interrupted pretty much all of their yoga sessions at their home in Los Angeles. She said the disruption would last 20 to 30 minutes, and the outbursts were intense and involved a lot of screaming. And I'm looking at a picture of her. She looks like a yoga instructor. Very nice lady. Zabel, who has a degree in child development, says, this is a quote to Page Six, Rob and Michelle asked me to do yoga with Nikki privately, hoping it would calm his seemingly heightened nervous system. And she agreed, described Nick as this little boy with behavioral issues who was always upsetting everyone, but was trying to figure it out. She says boys are wild in general, not just Nikki. Nick, again, if you're just joining us, the son of Rob Reiner and Michelle Reiner, who he allegedly murdered.
Right.
She said, I would always focus on the physicality. Let me teach him how to do a handstand. Let me teach him how to do crow so he can feel the sense of accomplishment in his body. I really focused our sessions on trying to exhaust him so that I could get to that place of connection and mindfulness, but I rarely got there because he was just inexhaustible. Zabel, this is a yoga instructor who would come to the Reiner's home. She recalled him being unusually energetic and wondered whether attention deficit hyperactivity disorder was ever at play. As she says, children and teens with ADHD are more likely to abuse substances. This is according to the Child Mind Institute. And he has been battling drug addiction for more than half his life. She said, that kind of energy requires a lot of disarming. But I know a lot of kids who were of that intensity who turned out to be well-adjusted adults. So she was doing what she could to help. But she says here, there are always many variables to consider when it comes to a child's behavior, including genetic components. There's also the fact that the Reiners live in Hollywood. I've witnessed the children of Hollywood personalities have a really difficult time because they're living in a fantasy world. The parents are prioritizing many things, including them, but there's often a perception of negligence because this person is busy and out in the world. And then living in a major city where drugs are so accessible, you can use the name of someone. It can lead kids down the wrong road if they don't have the right guidance. She goes on and on and on. She talked to them. It seems like a very extensive interview. I will post this on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so that if you want to read the whole thing, she came up a lot in a few different stories. And I thought that is actually kind of an interesting take from somebody who maybe saw a different side of him from time to time. So if you, I just posted it.
One
right
of the
now.
Things anybody with Boom. Anxiety or any kind of mental health struggle, whatever it might be, one of the things that they're often recommended is yoga or meditation or ways to pull yourself out of that spin. And so I can see why yoga was a smart or worth a try.
Yeah.
In that if he starts to, you know, get that hyperactivity thing that becomes a scene, which it sounds like he was making often, I'm sure the hope was that he can use these tools to calm himself down.
Right.
I'm really glad you shared that because I think it puts it in more in perspective of that this guy was sick.
His whole life, yeah, too. I mean, he must have been a little boy. Yeah. If he's 32 now, I guess he was born like in 93.
Yeah.
Like, that's just...
And your brain... I was undiagnosed with ADHD and bipolar and treated myself with drugs and alcohol. And you do get in states, you know, when you're doing drugs for a long time, you are not thinking... I mean, I'm not saying you get murderous by any means, but it sounds like he's like in that state a lot.
Right.
So, you know,
you already have a different way of thinking. And maybe you feel like maybe this is doing you good. And in the end, it isn't. And I actually feel so bad. This whole story is just, I mean, obviously it's awful and tragic and horrific. And the kid murdered his parents. But I feel like it's like one of those tragedies that just took so long to play out. Like, we're just hearing about this. I didn't even know that they had kids or that he was married. And it's just this awful thing where this kid struggled his whole life and it ended so incredibly bad. And he threw away his life. That's it. Like, he double murdered his parents. He's obviously going away. I mean, I would think, right? He's gone. That's it. He's in jail now the rest of his life. Yeah. And I feel like it's a tragedy on so many levels.
And he's on suicide watch, evidently. So there.
Yeah, I heard that the first night probably, anyway. But yeah. It's just.
Because he's going to sober up in jail. And it's all going
to. And not be able to believe.
What he did.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of isolation and a lot of things that happen to people who are self-medicating that you can, if they say these things out loud in a room, everyone goes, are you nuts? How does that make any kind of sense to you?
Right.
And they need to hear that too, because they need to see a room full of people go, what?
Nope, you're out of your mind.
What? Mm-hmm. No. So I don't know what this guy's deal was leading into this, but it sounds like based on what you reported the first break this morning, which was they were all at a party at Conan's house.
The day before. And there was a huge row there. Like, mm-hmm. he and his dad were going at it. And then Rob Reiner and Michelle left. I don't know if this kid, it was a very formal party too. And he showed up wearing, you know, like a sweatsuit or at least a hoodie. And so I don't know if he also departed at that time or he just went there to confront his dad. I mean, this kid is just massively troubled.
I'm also going to bet that a lot of people put up with Nick and some of the disturbances he made because they love Rob.
Right.
So there's probably plenty of places that Nick walked into without getting dressed up or without an invite. Right. And they went, oh, there's Rob's kid. Okay, let's hope that this goes all right.
It's just
allowing something that in any other case they'd go,
get that guy out of here.
Right. Get that guy out of here. But he's on, you know, Rob's.
Right. But I don't know. There's nothing really good that is going to come out of any of this.
Well, I will say it's been whenever somebody so accomplished passes away, the internet shares so many video clips and you are reminded by all the greatness they did. Like, I rewatched Stand By Me last night. Oh. Susan had never seen it.
Oh,
it's such a beautiful movie.
It is so good.
I saw a clip this morning. It was this morning, actually, of Rob Reiner talking about The Princess Bride, which is many people's favorite movie.
Mm-hmm. My son loves that movie.
I don't know that I've even watched it.
It's insane.
What?
And I don't know that I've seen Stand By Me either.
You know what? Your daughters would love it.
Princess Bride is
so funny. It's just this weird, it's a weird movie. Fantastic. Inconceivable.
He's talking about that movie and he's talking about this shot and it shows the heroine. I don't know. He says
Robin Wright.
Robin Wright. He says, this is Robin on the horseback riding on a long, and it's a long shot. And she comes down this path and then she turns left and crosses the screen. And he goes, I hate this shot. This shot ruined this movie for me.
Oh.
He says, you can see the sunlight in the background, which removes it from, it takes you out of the moment. Huh. And makes it seem like real life.
Because there's a sun flare that hits the camera, so it makes you realize you're watching a
And movie. He was like, it's the thing that got by, like, I just can't stand it. And wow. I was listening Funny. To it going, it's not something most moviegoers would pick up on.
By the no, way, but, it's beautiful.
Oh, do you, right. Did you see this video
I did,
as well?
I did.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I thought, now there's someone whose art means a lot to them.
Mm-hmm.
That right. he's...
Meticulous.
Yeah, very meticulous about every single thing. And there are musicians and others that through the years that you hear Prince was famously like, it has to be perfect.
Mm. Interesting that he's like, that looked too real. That, you know, it didn't...
It took people out of the film because of that sun, whatever she called it. Sunspot?
Flare.
Flare?
Yeah. Is it just like the circles of yeah. of light as
it's
the,
brief.
As, on the
it's
lens?
It's barely there, but yeah. when he points it out, you go, oh, yeah. And it bothered him, clearly.
Mm.
So stuff like that's been really fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's true. I mean, it's just, I think about the how troubled this kid's life was and how no one can see the future. Certainly no one expected this. It wasn't like they were, you know, he wasn't locked up somewhere. They did their best with him.
Yes.
And it's just, I mean, it's just such a tragedy. The Billy Crystal thing, I've already sort of talked about this a little bit, but they were very close, and apparently lived nearby because, the daughter, she called the police and then the first person she called was Billy Crystal and he and his wife came with it. He and his wife, Janice, actually saw the slain bodies. They went into the house, which is, so they were there before the police even got there. They arrived in the scene really quickly after Romy called them. You know, I'm sure she must have been out of her mind and called for help. But that was, we had heard that Billy and Larry David were coming out of the house, but apparently they were there at different times. And I don't know that Larry David also stumbled it. Like, well, I would have been pretty horrified if I'd stumbled onto that
scene. These people are big stars to us, so their names mean something, but they may very well just be close family friends that she's leaning on in a time of absolute grief.
I'm sure that's absolutely what it is. All right, moving on. Just, I'm going to squeeze a couple other things in here. Amy Schumer and her husband are getting a divorce. Her plan for now is to continue to live with him. And that's because her husband, Chris Fisher, and they have a kid together. She wants him to be super involved in the day-to-day care of their young son. She also is talking about, like, I'm going to tour, and I want him to either bring the kid. I want him to come on tour with me and bring the kid with me, or be the primary. We don't want to live separately, and we don't necessarily right now want to share custody. She says that she wants them to co-parent full time together, and so he'll see the son almost as much as he does now, if not more. They're still largely under the same roof for the kid's sake. They had been living in Brooklyn Heights in a townhouse that she bought, but she sold it last week for $11 million, which is almost $1.5 million below the price she paid for it in 2002.
Oh.
I mean, she still got $11 million for it, but.
Yeah, but you lost money.
Apparently.
That's not supposed to happen.
This house, which was in the movie Moonstruck, which is that Nick Cage and Cher?
It yeah. is.
Apparently it's that house.
Oh.
Somewhere in Brooklyn Heights.
I saw a picture. It's very cute. It's a corner unit. It's really yeah. nice.
It's only two story with all the other ones are like three story.
Yeah. I read something that do you have this that she one of the reasons for the divorce, and I don't know this, I just saw some stuff, was that her career was like this.
Mm-hmm.
She got together with this guy. They had a baby. She's been out of work and struggling with her health now for a while and finds herself going, I want my career back. I was like on the rise, and it's all gone downhill since I started this relationship and having a kid.
Well, having a kid will put a damper on your traveling ability. There's no question there.
On many things.
Right. And I mean, she's still I love Amy Schumer. I think she's wildly talented. Like, she's one of the funniest things I ever saw her do was on, like, The Bachelor and Bachelorette. She would go on those shows and sit with the bachelorettes or help the, you know, help the... She was just so off-the-cuff funny. Like, they clearly had these big interactions where, like, Amy Schumer is going to come in there and give these people advice on their love lives or whatever, but she was just hysterical.
That was funny. I think they did. Everyone had to come up with, a couple minutes of stand-up, and she was, like, their coach on a group
that
date.
That sounds familiar. And then Kimmel goes on there a lot, too. He would always do stuff with, it was, like, the Baby Bachelor and the Baby Bachelorette. He would, like, do this fake show that, and it was, like, babies, like, you know, toddlers. And they'd be picking in real toddlers, so they'd be picking each other, and it was...
That's funny.
But it's an ABC show, but he would go on there, and I want to say there was a thing where it's the bachelor and one of the bachelorettes, they're on a date, and they're in a hot tub, and then they pan out a little bit, and there's Jimmy Kimmel in the hot tub with them.
Oh, fun.
Just, like, giving them advice on stuff.
Is he on ABC?
He is.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. A lot of crossover. Amy Schumer was, like, the female comedian for a long time.
I just love her.
The article said was she had movie parts coming, rolling in, and now they've dried up. And so she's got to go back out there and sort of
rebuild it.
Yeah. Right.
She also did a couple seasons of a show called Life and Beth.
That's right.
And Michael Cena's in that too. I watched the first season and I never went back for season two, but I don't think they're doing any more of it, but she was good in that too. Just quickly, White Lotus season 4, we had found out that they're going to shoot in France. We don't know what the hotel is, but I have the first confirmed casting, Helena Bonham Carter.
Oh, I love her.
I know. So I'm excited. She's the first guest to check in. I don't know anything about the plot or any of that. But what's interesting is every time I think about the White Lotus, the guy who writes it, whose name I don't see in the story, he was on Survivor.
Mike White.
That's it. And he was he was a Hollywood writer, right? Even at the time, he was saying, you know, I'm a writer in Hollywood or whatever.
He wasn't this big, though.
Oh, no. This has been, like, the White Lotus is huge. And he is the guy behind it. So I always think, oh, that's so fun. He was a fan of Survivor and went on there.
Well, didn't you tell us that he's going to be on the season 50?
I think I did read that.
You did tell us that.
We should get an updated list. I wonder if they've got people, because Jeff was saying we haven't totally booked all the slots for season 50 yet, as they were, well, I guess this was back when they were shooting.
You know, thirsty. Right.
Well, I bet that they bring back Jake, who got bit by the snake and had to go home.
I was thinking that. I felt bad for him.
I bet that he comes back for 50.
He would be a good addition because he's, you know, he was a big dude. He actually reminded me of, like, if Maddie was, like, a foot taller and on roids. Like, he was the Maddie.
He seemed like
show.
He was going to be a fun player too. He kept stealing people's shoes and hiding them.
Yeah.
I'm like, I wanted to see where that was going to go.
And then one nip from a snake, a venomless nip. And he was like, I'm going home to my wife.
That's where it was supposed to be. He was supposed to be at the birth of his child. And now, right. Hopefully he'll get to come back.
That would be good. So the finale is tomorrow night. So maybe we'll try and talk about it on Friday. All right, Ben, what do you got?
The explosion of vibe dating and more after these.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Marathon gas stations, every stop is the start of fun, like the awesome fuel savings you can get with Marathon Rewards. Join Marathon Rewards today and start earning rewards on every gallon of gas. You can redeem rewards at any time, saving up to $1 per gallon. And don't forget, Marathon stations are packed with all the conveniences you need to stock up and live life on the go. Marathon, where fun runs on full. Available at participating Marathon locations. Terms and conditions apply. See marathonrewards.com for details. College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe, go spicy, go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel, play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
I'm just going to keep on dancing. And watching movies with Bob's Movie Club. It's Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Coming up at 9.05, your chance to win Alice's Ultimate Stocking Stuffer. A pair of tickets for all of the following shows in 2026. Ed Sheeran, Olivia Dean, Ariana Grande, Louis Capaldi, and two San Francisco Symphony shows, Pirates of the Caribbean and The Lord of the Rings.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Yeah, you can lose weight during the holidays with Jumpstart MD. Start for just $25 when you mention radio. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. It is right around the corner.
It's all happening. It's the holiday season.
Yep. Cloudy today. Mid-60s is your high. There's rain coming. Unfortunately, they're calling this one the next string of storms are being called the Pineapple Express, which are on the warmer side.
So would I change the name.
It's trouble for snow.
I'm warm and fuzzy. Pineapple Express. Deal with it.
Do we call you?
Just call me Piney.
Piney?
Piney.
Okay.
Just call me P-E.
Piney.
I'm here. I'm coming back. But I'm in a better mood. You're just not going to like it because I'm all rainy and stuff.
And well, warm.
Warm. I'm too warm.
Love it.
So hot.
Smoking.
So it's a sexy atmospheric river.
Yeah. I'm in a bikini.
I love the music.
I've got my coconut bra on and a grass skirt, waving gently in the warm breeze that I'm bringing with me. Pineapple Express, for sure.
Piney, everyone.
Thanks. Thanks. Glad to be here. See you soon.
Tomorrow, I understand.
Maybe, if I feel like it.
Okay.
Don't push me.
There's a chance for rain starting tomorrow, everyone, so... Maybe we'll check in with Piney again tomorrow morning.
You're lucky. I feel like that.
Okay. Vibe dating immediately made me think of Bob. While vibe is not a new word by any stretch, Bob saying it's a vibe is certainly rings in my head. Like, oh, that's so vibe dating is your first story this morning.
Okay.
And it's exploding.
Oh.
As young singles are ditching the rules and looking for chemistry. Now, one of the things that I have heard I've heard a lot. I talk to people about this stuff, the dating apps, dating in general in the modern age. And it sounds to me like people are pretty fed up. Like it, they don't feel.
You never hear people like, oh yeah, the dating app, so fun. It's great. I love it.
They don't feel valued or well treated because the person who hears one word or sentence that they're not interested in or didn't enjoy or didn't, or maybe Oof. Even, and but bye.
Yep.
Goodbye. Well, that sounded not a little wasting, salty.
Not wasting I'm any more time on
you're
you.
You're not texting me enough.
Where's my check-in?
One of the things that they're talking about here is dating has become, unfortunately, this interview process.
Yes.
And so even maybe on a first date, you might find yourself running through your credentials and asking about theirs.
Yeah.
And that's not fun.
No.
Especially if you've done that multiple times in a month, where you might just find yourself going, I don't want to.
I'm not here on an audition. Let's just have dinner and chat about anything else.
Well, unfortunately, that's not the way that it's been going. And now people are starting to realize like this, putting everything into a first date to decide this person isn't it for you is not the best way to find someone to hang with. And good old fashioned chemistry is at least the best place to get started. And we've talked about this on The Secret Show and many other podcasts shows we've done where we're giving bad advice. Go have some fun first before you find out. And I get right. it. Some people are like, well, what if I like him, but then he's got this thing I can't live with? Well, then you had one night of fun instead of one night of interview.
Mm.
Because we've all had job interviews. They're not the most fun thing in the world.
No.
Where you are singing your own praises and trying to get them to...
And be perky and just, I'm a people pleaser.
You have a problem and I'm the solution! It's not fun. It is not fun. What's fun is going out and running around the city and right. being crazy kids and enjoying yourselves and being spontaneous and not going through an interview process.
I was thinking... as you were talking about this, about it was a while ago, but it was like a video that went viral. This girl gets asked out on a date on one of the apps, and the guy's like, "Meet me at Target."
Oh yeah.
And they went in and shopped at Target, and were in. And then they walked through the store and looked at things and chatted, and everything flowed. And I don't know if they're still together. I mean, probably not. But I thought that's a better date than sitting down for coffee and grilling the other person and being grilled in return. Like that, you're out, you're in the world. You see someone's reaction to something. You get a sense of their sense of humor and their vibe.
Young people have grown tired of dating checklists, vibe dating, a trend that's reportedly gaining traction with Gen Z and likely all age groups, because this really is the way. It's focusing on finding someone who sparks an instant connection. It's a feeling, it's an energy. When you have that, you know it.
Yep.
And it's awesome.
But in an interview situation, you might not even notice that you have it.
Right.
Because you're busy killing the vibe, man.
How do I get rid of you? How do I not have to stay with you the rest of my life? Well, right. Why bother dating?
Because I'm just eliminating everybody, one person at a time.
Relationship expert is saying it's about a feeling. Throwing away the traditional list and just going with it and seeing if you click and how you feel in the moment. The shift suggests that daters are craving something more instinctive and authentic in a culture that is increasingly dominated by technology and AI. And again, with the now.
Yeah. I wonder how that girl, was her name Lisa? She took out billboards and she...
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how she did.
I never followed up on that. But
she quietly rode off on a white horse with her knight in shining armor.
That felt way more like what we're getting rid of with vibe dating, which is here she is trying to find that person.
Right.
And that's a job interview scenario, which isn't the most fun possible way.
You know, I'm not on the dating apps, but... Don't you already have to have things in common to even match? Like, Do they ask you your...
They'll match you with anything you have in common. So I went to graduate school. So here's somebody. They went to graduate school too. Or
I'm
a Christian.
My
here's
religion,
another
person.
Well,
my...
they do, but it's not like a whole bunch of those things.
Okay,
like,
you don't match, you on 10 points.
No. Okay. And I think they start to figure out your type because I've noticed that like I'd get more of like the type of person I'm looking to
date. What type of person is that?
I think it's pretty smart, funny. The word funny needs to be somewhere in there as well. Mm-hmm. And but finding something to do and getting that lined up, that's just exhausting. Right. I'm in the middle of that right now with somebody and I'm don't know what to plan. Speaking of Lisa, as of December 2025, that's the Billboard girl. She is in the process of dating candidates who applied through her website.
Oh,
okay. So she's got a long list of people she's got to work her way through.
Because I thought, she said what she was after. She wants a partner. She wants kids. Mm-hmm. She wants all these things. And I mean, I guess everybody can't afford a Billboard.
No.
But good for her. Lisa, you're local. Please let us know. 800-400-3697.
Keep us up.
Or badadvice973@gmail.com. People are using that already just to reach out to me.
I sent something in to her once and got no response.
Oh.
About like, hey, if you ever want to come on the show. And no.
I see.
Nothing.
Mm.
Did you tell her you were also single? And
I'm not. She's not my... I not, no.
She's not your type?
Not at all.
I thought she was adorable.
The whole... putting yourself on a Billboard thing, that's definitely not my vibe.
It's
not my vibe. I'm not vibing with that. I just
classic
go on the radio.
Maddie. Classic Maddie. Oh my
I mean, there's a 50%
anyway,
chance.
Vibe dating is what I really am for this. While I do understand you're meeting often on Facebook or dating apps or whatever, that spark is, to me, what makes you want to see that person again. That's the thing, that spark, that wink, that look, that like, and you know it when you have it.
Yes.
You can be at a party and be on the other side of the room. And that look where you connect eyes and I'm gonna go hang over there. I want to be with that person. Yeah.
You know, you and I spent a morning together when you came to Philly for the interview thing. And we were doing the show and it was whatever it was. But it wasn't until you and I left and I was taking you around Philly and we were going, like, we just fell in so easy. Like, it just...
I didn't do a test show with you guys.
No, not really.
No. It was you and me cruising town. That's what we did.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Marathon gas stations, every stop is the start of fun. Like the awesome fuel savings you can get with Marathon Rewards. Join Marathon Rewards today and start earning rewards on every gallon of gas. You can redeem rewards at any time, saving up to $1 per gallon. And don't forget, Marathon stations are packed with all the conveniences you need to stock up and live life on the go. Marathon, where fun runs on full. Available at participating Marathon locations. Terms and conditions apply. See MarathonRewards.com for details. College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe. Go spicy. Go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel, play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway, I hope that that is the trend going forward, because I hate the idea of eliminating people because they're not, you know, checking all of the boxes.
But you can see why somebody who goes on enough of those dates is like, I can't take another, that they would start to eliminate people. They would start to look for them because there's always something that's going to eliminate. You know what I mean? Like, I can see why people fall into that, where they're just like, I've been on 50 million of these. Let me just run through these things that are going to bum me out.
Well, going unmentioned so far is, it's expensive too. Mm. Like, you can't, how many dates can you do a month where you don't
spend
like each other?
30 plus bucks just for a coffee.
Well, and I didn't do coffee. I would take someone out to eat. Mm. Like, let's go see what's up.
Right.
There's $100+ by the time you're done. And
oh my God, easily.
So that's, yeah, you want that to.
You want it to pan out.
It doesn't necessarily mean you have to do it that night, but you'd like to think that you two have some hope.
Right. I just spent all this money on you. Goodbye forever.
In a new poll. Oh, geez. Look at the, how do we
time,
spend
a, time.
In a new poll, men over the age of 65 were the most likely to admit that they're really hard to shop for.
Men over 60?
Over 65.
Okay.
So boomers. And I can see that that's an absolute. Their shoe size hasn't changed in 45 years, if not longer.
Yeah, it's tough. I really feel like a good gift is hard to buy for almost everybody, but I like to give food to people who are old.
Well, and that's, people of a certain age have most of the things that they want.
Right. They don't want more junk.
It is one of those, food probably works, yeah, or an experience probably works.
Yeah. My dad likes little gadgets and puzzles. And so sometimes I'll send him that stuff. But a lot of times I'm just like, here's something delicious. Enjoy.
I think that I can be difficult to shop for as well.
Oh, no. And you were easy this year.
Well, I don't know about that. But I know that Christina will tell you, oh God, giant pain in the ass. Mm. But that's, you know, I'll return it. I'll do the legwork, but I'm not wearing that. So, and I realize you might be looking at me going, but you'll wear that? Yeah.
I know. I just got you a hoodie. It's perfect for you. I know you'll wear it.
Let's see here. How easy or difficult do you think it is for other people to pick out gifts for you, Sarah?
I think there are certain things. You can buy me a bowl. I'm down.
Because you have a bowl collection,
I do.
Everyone.
And I'm not like, if I don't love the bowl, I'll just be like, oh my God, thank you so much, and I'll donate it. Or I'll fill it with something else and give it to somebody. But I think that when you are a crafter, then it makes it pretty easy. Like, you could give me a new crochet hook and a ball of yarn, and I'd be like, oh my God, that's great. I'll totally use that. But don't buy me clothes.
Why not?
Well, actually, you can buy me clothes. You know what I like.
Okay.
I've gotten several jackets from you over the years.
And by the way,
and I like t-shirts.
You know, I guess this is as good a spot as any to. So are we doing a Christmas exchange here on the show?
I have gifts for all three of you.
I have gifts for all three of you.
You do not have to get
and they're just,
anything.
They're just little things, but. Vinny's, I've been like wanting to buy all year. Like, I knew exactly, there was just one thing. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not.
Okay. Well, I know
that. When there were 12 people on the show, like, the Secret Santa worked. But this
no,
year,
I'm happy to get you
the
guys
year,
gifts.
I've had one of them has dust. I was wrapping it yesterday. It has dust on it. I was like, oh boy. That's really been sitting at my house for a long time.
I didn't know because we've always changed what our wrap or
there is no
routine
there's
is.
No requirement.
But I've I want to
You know what? Bring us those cookies you were talking about.
I want to do that.
You
that,
ate them, didn't you?
Well, I ate them because she told me to.
You deserve them.
We don't want 3-day old cookies. Bring us the cookies. That'll be enough.
I gave them. I gave two of them to Christina, and she goes, I don't want to like those. And then she had them and was like,
of course.
Sugar.
Give it to me.
It's everybody's problem. 800-400-3697 is our phone number. It's also our text number. And Maddie's here to read some of those to you.
Danielle Reyes, our friend Danielle. She texted me.
Two
people from 49 Survivor will be on 50. She's thinking it's going to be Rod and Sage. That's her.
Who's Rod?
I don't know.
Is Rod the guy who got kicked off early?
Might be.
I swear his name was Jake.
I thought so too.
I don't know.
Rod.
Rod.
I like it.
I don't remember a Rod.
Let's see here. WTF, I thought Maddie wasn't dating anymore. When is he asking me out? Roxy and Danville. Roxy, hit my Instagram.
Wait a minute. You just said something and we didn't even seize it. So you've got someone you want to date and you're having trouble picking out what to do?
We're doing something Saturday and I don't know what to do. Because we want to do something, just go do something, not just go to dinner or something. So I'm thinking maybe go hang out and
find a Christmas
downtown
market
somewhere, and yeah, Christmas market, do something like that, and then have some lunch or dinner.
Is it Christmas markety over? I know at Union Square they had the ice skating rink, but what about the? It looks like there's tents and stuff going up there too. Are they doing like a Christmas fair?
I noticed that too. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, there we go.
Those are fun to wander through.
Someone I know recently suggested, as the missus and I were talking to them, they said, oh, you know what is really cool? Take the train down to Santa Barbara. And I was like cringing the whole time. Like, I like trains and I like the missus and I like going places, but I was like, oh, what are you doing? Now that's going to happen. Ah.
So you guys are doing that.
We're going to have to do it, yeah.
All right.
But there's a suggestion for you as well. I don't know if you want to take the train to Santa Barbara.
No, I think that's a...
It's more of a
that's more of a second,
date,
third date right. thing.
Might be.
I think in Golden Gate Park, they have a bunch of lights up that you can walk through.
We're
there
doing that.
Cute and romantic.
We're doing that a couple days before Christmas. You do need to get tickets for that, though. There's all these times to do. It's called like Lights SF or Lightscape. Lightscape in Golden Gate Park, and it looks amazing.
Yeah, a lot of this stuff's booked up on Saturday. I looked at some
stuff. Yeah, we go to the lights in Los Gatos, and it's the Vasona lights. They're Christmas lights. It's a nice show. You drive through it. It's fun.
Oh,
cool.
650 was struggling to think of a Christmas gift for my mom, and then Sarah reminded me about bowls. Picking up a handmade ramen bowl noodle now. Ramen bowl now. That makes sense.
Doodle.
Natalie from San Jose.
Maddie, are you a hand holder?
Yes.
So when you and this young lady that you're going to take on a date coming up this Saturday, is there a point where you'll reach out to grab her hand to see how she responds? Or do you think that's not a first date move?
Make sure your hand is warm and dry.
It depends on, you know, you get a vibe. It's just like that first kiss. Like you can just kind of know you're going to kiss somebody. You kind of know, okay, this is, you know, the hands.
So you're going to feel it out know if you should reach over and grab her hand.
Right.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
I hope you do.
Okay. I'll try.
Oh, well, I mean,
we want a full breakdown. You don't have to say any names, but we want a full breakdown on Monday. Oh, we're not going to be here on Monday. Never mind. We'll see you next year.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you guys will forget about it by then, which would be great.
No, we won't. We won't. Can you just do a full breakdown, like a video vlog online, like on your Instagram? Can you do a vlog?
You know what we could do? Great. We could do a four-way FaceTime and we could screen record it with him telling us.
Perfect.
No, we don't need to do that.
Perfect. All right, come on.
Sounds like work.
We've got Alice's ultimate stocking stuffer right after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Marathon gas stations, every stop is the start of fun, like the awesome fuel savings you can get with Marathon Rewards. Join Marathon Rewards today and start earning rewards on every gallon of gas. You can redeem rewards at any time, saving up to $1 per gallon. And don't forget, Marathon stations are packed with all the conveniences you need to stock up and live life on the go. Marathon, where fun runs on full. Available at participating Marathon locations. Terms and conditions apply. See MarathonRewards.com for details.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.